is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I go immediately to a report from the National Review Online about Sacramento, the capital of California. A Sacramento judge, writes NRO, wrote an appeal to Mayor Daryl Steinberg asking police to do something about the display of homeless vulgarity before the courthouse daily. Judge Michael Bowman said in a letter that the growing number of homeless people in downtown Sacramento impedes justice. The quote, when coming to court is a trial itself for victims, witnesses, or even jurors, access to justice is threatened. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The homeless story is growing in California with the numbers. We start in Sacramento because it's the state capital where the legislature has the power, the supermajority with the governor has the power to address this. One of the ways I've seen in news reporting is local ordinances against camping. Will that work in Sacramento? What's holding them back? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Will that work in Sacramento? That's probably a $64,000 question there, or $64 million question, considering the homeless industrial complex. It's something that keeps getting held up, of course, by the homeless industrial complex. It keeps stepping in the way, and those are the advocates and the groups that tend to profit off of these people's misery by collecting money, and a lot goes to help these people. That slows things down. You know, as soon as they try to move people out of an area or create some sort of impedance, then there are lawsuits filed and things get dragged through the courts for a long time. So we don't have many resolutions. And when we do get there, it's more expensive than it was before for the city or the county. This is something in Sacramento. They had illegal camping along the river. It was creating pollution problems, crime problems, you know, drug problems. And so they were able to clear some of that out, but they had to lean on environmental laws and safety laws. Downtown Sacramento has been much slower, and it's taken a judge really to kind of put his hand up and say, look, enough is enough. I've been talking about this for quite some time. We're seeing this now happen again and again in cities throughout the West where they reach a tipping point. They can't take the crime. They can't take the filth. They can't take the inhumanity that's going on by letting these people suffer as homeless people. So this is one, you know, just as one voice. It's an important voice, but it's going to take many more to change things in Sacramento as well as other cities.
The Los Angeles Times highlights Ninth Circuit conservatives blast homelessness ruling, and they say that the issue is paralyzing the U.S. West. I think you just characterized all of that. The question is, does California want to change? There's an article that you bring to my attention from the San Jose Mercury that says they do want to change. They want somebody to do something. Does that mean that what we have here is a lack of leadership? We need somebody to get out front. The governor, the mayor of San Francisco, the mayor of Oakland, is that what they need?
They do need leadership. They need moral courage, political courage. It's one thing to stand up and say, we've got a bad problem here, and I've got some ideas, but to actually enact them is something different because, you know, many of these politicians make money from developers who get money for these, you know, housing projects that are really a drop in the ocean, you know, it comes to fixing things. They get support from, people with their campaigns, with nonprofit groups who give, who receive money from different groups. It's just, we keep talking about the homeless industrial complex. It all feeds off of each other. But it's not until somebody can step up and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the hits. I'll weather the storm. But we can't keep living like this. This isn't fit for anybody to go through with it like we are now.
For some weeks, Jeff, you've identified San Diego as a place you've watched over the years and that the homeless population is growing again in San Diego. And the San Diego Union Tribune identifies one part of the story that seems tragic, but then again, it's consistent with the despair. To end veteran homelessness, county leaders call on landlords to be a lifeline. So that growing number in San Diego includes veterans, people who are in much need and have the connection to the VA if they use it. It's a puzzle here where the federal authorities are. I've been looking to local authorities. The federal government can get involved in this.
That's true. And the federal government does give, I think, a pittance towards this. I've spoken with folks who work in the VA or have worked alongside it. And they said, yeah, the problem with homelessness among vets is a very challenging one. It's very difficult, but it's not as huge as everybody says. It's the thing is nobody's going to say no to giving vets aid, but they're just a part of the overall population. Yes, they deserve special recognition and treatment for their sacrifice, for their service. But this is a much bigger problem, and that's kind of a low-hanging fruit, saying, well, we're going to take care of the veterans, so you shut up now. So that's something that's often held out as, you know, as a model, as exemplar, whatever you want to put it, and say, hey, we're doing right by these people, when the homeless problem is much larger than just the veterans who are homeless. We need to take care of them, but the bigger homeless problem is driving everything down.
You've got a new mayor in Los Angeles, Karen Bass, former member of the House of Representatives, who's working to reduce the homeless population. Is there a sense that there's progress?
If you were just to pay attention to the local media, you'd say yes, because they're making a big deal about her showing up at, you know, hotels or motels that have been taken over for the homeless, or her making pronouncements. And she really is trying to make a dent. But the homeless problem in LA is so massive that it can't be fixed by just one person. Yes, that leadership or political courage is important, as I pointed out earlier, but it also takes, you have to have this ability to bring in other people, either make them with the force of your office, or to bring them along through negotiations or shaming them publicly or what have you. And so far, she hasn't been able to do that. She's still early in her term. You've got to give her that. But on the other hand, you know, nobody can really point to it and say, yeah, we've seen a lot of change here. I'm going to be driving through L.A. and Hollywood tomorrow, and I guarantee you not only will I see the same number of people, but I'm betting that there's going to be an even larger number of encampments up and around Hollywood.
It's summertime. We'll speak to happy things. The Indiana Jones movie that you've reported on, you attended, you witnessed, you've testified to its plot, to its significance, how you regarded it. Now we're looking at numbers. Hollywood is numbers. How's it measuring from expectations and its previous iterations?
John, the word from Hollywood is not good. They only brought in about $60.4 million domestically over the June 30th, July 2nd weekend, which is a big, big weekend, you know, especially around the 4th. It's just not making a dent. You know, this is a film that costs close to $300 million to produce. You're going to have to make about $600 million to break even because of all the marketing and other charges that get stamped on it. And really, if you look at the franchise of the five Indiana Jones films, it's near the bottom. The first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark, had the lowest box office, but it was brand new. Nobody knew what they were getting that first week. After that, it just rocketed into the stratosphere. But right now, you'd think after an established franchise like this, five films, this would be way up there. And really, there's not a lot of enthusiasm. And this worries Disney because it was their tentpole feature, the one that they were going to base their summer earnings off of. And it's got Hollywood worried, too, because they've got three other huge films coming out. The Barbie film, the Mission Impossible film with Tom Cruise, and the Oppenheimer film. And they're really kind of worried looking at Indiana Jones, thinking, wow, that's a surefire, and they only brought in that much.
However, Jeff, I do mention that it moved me to go watch Indiana Jones from the beginning. Raiders, I've watched Raiders, I've watched the Temple of Doom, and I'm about to watch The Last Crusade with Sean Connery. So perhaps the streaming audience can contribute something to that. What'd you say, $300 million? Good heavens. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We're watching Indiana Jones in another holiday weekend. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor.